Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
OGI is at the top of the class for two gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. And if you like Double Stop CL Plus, you'll really like its successor, Strat CL Plus. Strat CL Plus is closely related to Double Stop CL Plus, but starts faster, grows faster, and finishes a few days earlier with higher yield potential. Strat CL Plus is an elite performer that sets the highest standards for yield, test weight, tenacity, and baking quality all in one variety. Strat CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Check out OKGenetics.com.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies coming up July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live from Little America Hotel in Cheyenne, Wyoming on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will happen each day at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. 206,000 head will sell that week, over 34,000 weaned calves, and 106,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
We had a pretty eventful week this week. All week long, markets were all over the place. Of course, we started the week lower in the grain market. In the last 2 days, we've bounced back. And the cattle market, surprisingly, has been pretty quiet during that whole ordeal. But today's August live cattle were 60 lower at 133.95. The Octobers were down 90 at 138.95. Again, had about finished the week where we started the week, even though it was a shortened week. Just not a whole lot going on. August feeder cattle were down 75 today at 171.72. The September's down $1.32 at 174.72. The October's down $1.57 at 177.75. There's actually a lot of people that are pretty optimistic about the feeder market. Hoping that the grain markets and feed markets get cheaper, and that'll increase the value of the feeder cattle. So long-term wise, people are still pretty optimistic on the long-term outlook. Also hearing a lot of people complain about the dry weather and the heat and losing their grass and having to buy feed, which the feed's high. So there may be some cattle that, and that's what's been going on over the last 6 months, but even additional cattle that weren't expected. I know stocking rates and stuff have come down because of that, but I hear a lot of people talk about that. Almost every conversation in the cattle world is revolved around that.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep. I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's going to sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Today's grain futures rallied for the second day in a row. We had July corn 31 and a quarter higher at 778 and a quarter. September up 24 and a quarter. 633, December corn at 623 and a half, up 27 and a quarter. The trades noting that July is significantly higher, about $1.50 higher than September. July goes off next week, so what impact will that have on September when it becomes the front month? Of course, time will tell. July soybeans up 39 at 1630 and a quarter. The August up 28 at 1513. November beans 31 higher at 1396. The beans have bounced back. They filled one gap. There's still a gap way above the market here from the middle part of June, somewhere around $15.30. So trade is also looking to fill those gaps up there. Chicago wheat 50 to 55 higher. Kansas City 56 to 59. September up 56 and a half at 945 and three quarters. Technically speaking, if you draw some retracements and some critical moving averages, the 50% retracement from the May high to the July low is 1105. So 1104 and 7/8, it's 50%. So a long way to go to get back there. Another $1.50 to get back just to the 50% retracement. Today's cotton futures market, today's cotton was up about 375 at 95.63.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.